שמס איגרס רמב״ם סנדס קיץ סלם אוק פרסן און שטל צחצו יו פאדר איז דה רמב״ם אבל איז נאם יו פאדר יו קונקטד דה רמב״ם אבל רמב״ם איז סנדינג יו א לטר סו גיב יו א דרוכה האו טו מייק איט. Everyone looks for the aids of how to make it, how to get to the top. And the Ramban tells him, this is what they bring down from Sefer Mu'lach HaSapirim, Aigeres zoi sholach ha-Ramban zol me'iroi lebnoi ala anovo. Even the Lemaisi, when you see it, it's not Mu'lach, but it's only, but as I stated in the Sefer, Ma'ulef esapirim, the Sidurim, they have it before the Igeres HaRamban. Zu Igeres shesholach HaRamban zol meiroi lebnoi ala anovo. V'tziva boi shikre'eyu pamachas b'shavua. He told us something, he wants him once a week to learn it. V'yerogil boi ba'alpe. V'bisroi loi shebiyoim sheikro ha'igeres shiyaneu min ha'shamayim al kol mi sheisha. וכל מי שיאגל לאומרי בוודא יניצל מכל צור. This is the reason מדפיסים from the Sidur Yeshkoil felt that it would be appropriate to put it at the beginning of the Sidur. If it says that when you read it, Ramban told his son that he'll be Hashem יענהו מן השמיים כל מה שאישה. קוראים לזה הפתוחה from the Ramban to his son. But, yeah, but they understood that he was megalit to him. I'm not going out to the... the matpisim again. But at least this is what the matpisim of Sidur Yeshkoil. I met one of the Choshev people in Niftar, Choshev Yidin. So this is what they printed in the Sidurim of Yeshkoil. I don't know art school, but I know the Sidurim of Yeshkoil they have in the beginning in Geres HaRambam. But it's Geboit, and this is Ubisro Elohim, Shibayim Sheikro Geres Zer Sheyaneum HaShemayim Kol Mashayisha. And a lot of times when you read this Ramban, and we'll do some of the pieces of this Ramban, you think like, you know, Ramban nu kol ha-tere kulo, G'dayla Rishayim. He's sending a message to his son, a letter to his son. If I would have to write a letter to my son, what I would write? I don't know if I managed to put it in one letter, yeah? But I have a lot of things that I want to write in that letter. And the Ramban tells him, Shmabni Musa Rovicho, Tisnaik Tomid Ledaber Kol Dvorecho V'Nachas L'Chol Odom U'V'Chol Es. It used to talking nicely. I don't think it means also learning, but some people say, Tisnaik Tomid Ledaber Kol Dvorecho V'Nachas L'Chol Odom U'V'Chol Es. V'Zat Lotzer Min HaKas. וכאשר תנוצל מן הכעס, תעלה על ליבכו מידס הענובו, שהיא מידותויבו מכל המידויס הטויבוס. כשתנוצל מן הכעס, תעלה על ליבכו מידס הענובו, שהיא מידותויבו מכל המידויס טויבוס, שנאמר עקב הענובו ירס השם. ובמילא בעבור הענובו, תעלה על ליבכו מידס העירו. וואי? כי תיתן אל ללכו תומיד מאין בוסו לאן אתה הולך ואשתו רימו וסלאו בחייךו ואף כי במויסכו. כי תיתן אל ללכו תומיד מאין בוסו ולאן אתה הולך ואשתו רימו וסלאו בחייךו ואף כי במויסכו. How you will get the anova? Titite le libcho tomit me'ayim boso le'an ato oilech v'ashat orimo v'seileo b'chayecho v'afki b'moyscho v'lifnei mi ato osi liten din v'cheshbe lifnei melech ha'kovet. So the Ramban says to his son, if a person will remember all of his life me'ayim boto, לאן אתה הולך? ולפני מי אתה עושה ליתן דין וחשב. מילא, a person becomes a olof. Person becomes a olof. מאין בוסו. לאן אתה הולך? ולפני מי אתה עושה ליתן דין וחשב. If a person would live like that, we're not speaking now. And the melee you will learn day and night, the melee you will not do aveiras. For sure, it's true as well. For sure that will happen. But the pshat is, when a person, Lama Zagam, stands near the zoo and he sees sheep, deer full with sheep. Some sheep are festive sheep, nice, crawly, wool, chosh of the matzah, you know. Some are shvach, imam is very shvach. The ones that have chosh of the wool, if you could see their face, the imam is blown up, the imam is real chosh. Kach shomati, that they really feel choshu. No one knows exactly. They feel very choshu. They have a lot of wool. They look at their friends, mamash nebach. When you're standing on the side, you feel epis more chashivas to this wool, to this sheep that is a fester sheep with a bit more wool. It's enough kamini. But he feels so good about himself. Mamash is pumped up. You're laughing at it. See, go on with me, nish the pshat. It's a little bit more. What's enough for me? Forget it. The fat one is better to shecht. Much more meat, gishmak. The fat one, every 2 days, they shave him off because the wool is good. He'll be freezing cold. The nebuch will leave us if he can't do nothing with his sheep, with his wool. They leave it on him. There's nothing. But he feels good about himself. When a person lives min ayin basar, v'le'an ata hoylech, v'lifnei mi ata osi litel din v'cheshmin, there's no reason that he will feel better from himself and his friends. What do you feel better about? You don't feel no chashivis. Go mishu. The Havdil. There's two hotels. One is a very fancy hotel. One is a very shvach hotel. In the shvach hotel, there's some better rooms than shvach rooms. The guy that is in the shvach hotel, but he's in the chashiv room, yeah? Which feels good. He walks around. The ganze chashivas. Yeah? The guy that walks into the chashiv hotel, he looks nevachtik on the guy that is walking into that hotel. Yeah? He's not even staying in the hotel. He's renting an apartment somewhere, yeah? He looks at him like a nobody. Now the guy feels, he's a ganz choshev, he's ready to give a schemer, yeah? He feels a ganz choshev guy. I don't know what it is. The whole gaive that a person really has is clapping the people that are around him. If you would realize, it's out of love when we were kids, we were standing in Gdele Yisrael. Some kids that knew more Mishnayas, the other ones knew less Mishnayas, so knew more Gemara, less Gemara. Yeah. You came near Rabbi Yashi, you are Ma'aretz anyways. You didn't even feel more Choshev. Some places you felt more Choshev, you could argue and learn, yeah? You came near Rabbi Yashi, you melted, it was not Afkamina. I know 5 blood, he knows 2 blood, my Afkamina. Both of you are Ma'aretz and Gemara, you can't talk and nothing else. Because of the 5 blood of Chazak Sabbath, yeah? Now, why this is the Aleph base of the Ramban when he's telling his son? A lot of times we start to work on another from a different angle. And Avada, see a little bit too, the Sefer Maras, Amidus, the Obschari, Aroife, the Bechir, Aroife. We start, but another. The Ramban tells his son, if a person will understand, I am Bosa. ולפני מי אתה עושית פליטן דין וחשב, היא במילה הזנוח. There's no difference. They say over Alamol, the Reb Chaim from Levitz would give a shmuz or a novel. So he saw the garbage truck going. But I don't know, you know, in our generation it's a bit different. Chaz v'shalom, we don't want to hurt no one, but I'm telling you, Reb Chaim from Levitz said in that day, that I think that time was not even Yidden in the year, so he said it. But the way he said it, it was that he saw a garbage truck. And the way it goes to the garbage truck, he's a driver, it's a guy, that day is a guy that sits in the front, and there's two guys that hang on the back. And he was looking in the garbage truck, and he saw one of the guys that was hanging on the back. The guy told him, Rebbe, don't think every time I'm in the back, sometimes I'm in the seat also. So Chaim said, Alef Kabila for me to see the back, eh? Today I think the guys, they get a lot of money, but let me show you. Yeah, I said, today I don't know. What if Chaim should try to explain? It's like, I'm to cover with the bush, with the back, with the front, yeah? You say, garbage truck, Alef Kabila. We laugh at the person. You have kids, 3 years old, they come in, one feels like he's the king of the class, yeah? He's with the ganze chashivas, he's a 3 years old baby, yeah? He feels mamash ganze chosh and everyone is jealous. And you laugh at all of them together, you put them in the crib together later. If a person will manage to put himself in the right proportion, this is the aleph beis of hanover. We'll get later to the hanover of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the adroche of hanover. People have a big mistake. The out point of starting to think about another is ma'ayin boso le'anato hoylech lifnei miyato osidim v'cheshbin. It's a whole different kind of matzah. It's a whole different kind of process. It's a whole different kind. There's no sheiches. In our doings, it's a bit easier to work on another because we expose to most of Klal Yisrael. The old days we lived in villages. So the most chashuv guy in the village, you feel mamash like the God Lador. Today there's also some people that they feel that the God Lador is against Klal Yisrael. And I don't mean gdolim, yeah. I mean, but maybe it's 10 guys like that, 15 guys like that, yeah? That they think they're running the show. Most of us, we feel so small. We see Yen of Chadosh, you know, we see all these big names. You know, we're for nobody. So the Nisoyan maybe moves to the top 10. Yeah, of Klal Yisrael, they feel a bit better. But Be'etzim is gomished. Yeah. It comes to bring in kids to Chadorim, to schools. It doesn't make a difference who you are, you can't get in. So, no, it's very good. I'm not saying it's good that it's like that. You see that legabi chadorim doesn't help you money, yeah? There you need to be like this. Legabi yeshivas doesn't make a difference. Okay, and then you manage to push your son, but you get a no, yeah? That's the guy's a choshev who gets in right away, the bacher. The bacher doesn't have a problem. Every good bacher gets into every good yeshiva, yeah? All the beinoni mata have a problem how to get in. So, a lot of times in life, we start to realize that not everything is about the position and the place that we have. But the Ramban tells us some. Tale alipcho midas ha'anove, shimidotoivo mikol amidas, shenemar ekev anove iras Hashem, ubavur ha'anove tale alipcho midas ha'iro. Kititen alipcho tomit, na'im boso le'anato hilech, Vashatorimo v'seleo v'chayecho v'avki v'moyischo. Then the Rabban is mamshich. I'm skipping the whole part. Alkein afarash lecho ech tismayik b'midas ha'anove lo leches botomi. Kol dvorecho yiyu b'machas. The Ramban, it's the second time the Ramban is matkish to his son, that one of the keys of anova, said it in the beginning. Tisnag tomi ledaber kol dvorecho benachas lechol odom ubechol eis. Now and again, when he starts, I will teach you how to do anovi. Kol dvorecho iu benachas. I would say, start miyad shatakam tachshiv me'ayin boso le'anat oilech. The Ramban says no. Learn to speak nice to people. The aleph beis of anovo is to speak nice to people. Rather, you're allowed to have a tkifis. I'm going to learn to be nice. In a taxi, don't scream at the taxi driver. Don't scream at the guy that rents the apartments. Yeah. It's not a chokhmah, but don't scream at the guy that you don't want to scream at. The Rabban says, "Kol dvorecho iru benachas lechol odom bechol eis." And the Ramban says, "This is the aleph beis to train." Then the Ramban says, "Voreish chakofuf veinecho yabitu lemalo kol odim yegodel mimcho im chochom im oshir olecho lechabdoi im roshu vato oshir hu zakai vato chayev." Alam will try to think about the mindless of the other person. You see this nebuchadnezzar person, so you know what Gan Eden he has. You know how much he's suffering. He has nothing, exactly. He has to walk by foot. How every morning for sure. You know what he gets? Right, I'm driving this fancy car, he's walking. You know what he gets from Gan Eden? I sit in the Mizrach, he doesn't have where to sit. And he comes to shul. This is what you will think the whole time. חשיב בליבך כאילו אתה אומר לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ושכינו שרי הולך כי כבוד אמוי לאוילו ואם יקרוא אחו איש אל תענהו בכל רום רק בנחס כאוי מד לפני רבו רק בנחס כאוי מד לפני רבו. So the Ramban, and this is the message that he gave his son. I don't think maybe the son was not the guy. Later he speaks to him about learning. Yeah? And the pshat was, maybe it was like a son of the derech. So you know, Chochi told him to be a good yid. Yeah? Some are stealing thing, pshat. Yeah? And he tells him to speak to him. Achli, what? But the Ramban sent the message to his son. And this is the reason he promised him that when you read it every day, your tefillah will be niskaver. It's not the pshat if you read it. You shtel tzu. If a person puts himself in the right place and he understands who he is, the Mele he has a nove. But the Ramban says, but the key to have a nove is Daber kol dvorecho benachas im kol odom bechol eis ubechol mok. Why? There's no difference. This one sheep over the other sheep is not a kamina, it's gomish. So I have this Mele, he has that Mele. It doesn't make me greater. You're right. We, and I'm explaining, are brought up in the yeshivas today. It's called Slabotke. This is the way the yeshivas today in our generation was. Three yeshivas: Novadok, Kelem, and Slabotke. Maybe not now. It's not a history issue now to explain the difference. Novadok, I'm Einikul of the Altam in Novadok, Kelem, and Slabotke. But the yeshivas, the mainstream of the yeshivas, is based on Slabotka. That we felt that people that don't feel choshev about themselves have a low self-esteem. They go off the derech, they don't learn. I'd say it almost, you know, I don't exactly know. I'm not my best. I try my best. אבל בכל מקום, yeah, I know it's close enough that everyone understands what I want. But בכל מקום, a person has to have a good feeling about himself. And from that came this convincing guy to say chabura, to feel good about himself, make a matzah, a guy makes a seal. All of that pamparai, yeah, was the base of the yeshivas. And that, God was sort of, I'm a choshev God, how Yosef tells Eishes Pritifel, chotosi le'elohim, I can't do it, I can't do it. Well, I will do aver with you, I can't do it. Rashi explains, my father loves me, I was the pchir for my father, I could do such a thing. And that stops us. That stops us from doing bad. So we are brought up, and the system brings us up like that. Chadarim, the schools, are trained. And if you don't train like that, it's a failure, that's the mitzvah. Like we said it a lot of times, when a person, you know, I say it all the it's not really for Bochum, I say it for Yigalait, Shalom Bayis fighting, but the idea is, a person behaves the way you put it. It's all about the cloud like that. Yeah. So when they made the planes, they're very nervous what to do. Take 500 people, you put them near each other, you know, the mamash rub each other, most of the parts of the plane at least. You know? Yeah. So what will be? They'll start to fight with each other. So they decided, the people that miyased the planes, they decided to make people to feel in the plane like very choshev. You walk into the plane, someone welcomes you. Okay, it's also for security reasons to make sure that you have a boarding pass, but you feel welcome. You don't feel like you check maybe you got it, right? That's in there to check that no one is sneaking onto the plane. But it looks like mamish people are waiting for you and exactly tell you where to go. Then they start to serve you drinks. You met, you know, some people, if you meet them in the middle of the street, they'll beat you up. You know these people? Then you saw those two people beating up each other in a plane? Why not? It's the same people. And you'll be scared to sit near them. The Talmud says they feel very hush. You'll see mitzvahs. Well, you go to a Suda Shabbos, in a fancy house, yeah? I want to say what area, yeah? You come in, everyone says, good Shabbos, right? You go into the Slevachnik house, and you know, like, chalas and petar, because you say good Shabbos, right? What is the difference? I think fakel. These people need even more good Shabbos. There he goes. It's a gishmak and matzah, good Shabbos. Everyone, I check it every day. Gishmak and matzah, this is a terror of a person. This is a terror of a person. And again, I'm stopping, it's good to know, Bichlal. It's Be'etzem, I said again, these Shmuzim are no Shaykhs with the Bochum Be'etzem. These Be'etzem are Shmuzim that are based on a Shalom Bayis, and the Yisoy, that when a person is treated like a king, he behaves like a king. You'll see the same person, sits in the back of the plane, behaves one way. He gets upgraded, he becomes a fancy person. There's a lot of the people near him, yeah? Doesn't argue. Well, I know him. So Rav Hashanah, you're just telling you choshev, he becomes choshev. That is the whole world like that. The way you treat a person is the way he behaves. They have a fancy meal, every bachur sits there with manners, mamash. Shvach ha-mazit, everyone grabs. So, it's better than Rambam. Rambam says, when you treat your wife like a queen, she will treat you like a king. This is best in the inside. It's a skill in every place. Treat a friend mechubed. Treat a guy mechubed. He behaves mechubed to you. You go to the store. They give you nice service, you behave nice to them. Yeah? They will call you a rav, you will behave better, yeah? There's some way from here, they know how to do it in this area, yeah? And some don't know how to do it. It's the same thing in there. Based on that yisoid is the chinuch of our generation. Because there's so much nisyanus outside, again, everything is exposed to the whole world. So they trained us We're proud that we're shrewd. We're proud that we're good. I'm proud that I'm learning. I'm proud of you. Your parents are proud of you. The menahel is proud of you. You're proud, you behave good. When you tell the kid he's a nobody, he behaves nobody. The famous chinuch story, it's a famous story. There was two kids in a class. The Rebbe finished the year. And he told the coming Rebbe in the sixth grade, Yankel is terrible. Yitzchok is the best boy. Now, Be'ez was a mistake. Yankel was the best boy, and Yitzchok was terrible. They met after half a year. And he asked, he says, exactly, no, Yankel is terrible, Yitzchok is the best boy. He says, no, Yankel was the best boy, Rebbe. So what happened? Yankel was the best boy in the fifth grade, and Yitzchok was a terrible boy. But the other Rebbe heard fuck out. So the year started, Yankel came late the first day for 2 minutes, he was sent home for a week. He started to open his mouth, shh, shh, put him in the back. Yitzchok came late, nothing happened, come inside, you tomorrow, you say. So they treated Yitzchok like a king, he became the best boy. It's one of the things, it's test. You make a person that he's best, he becomes the best. Because of that, this is the reason we are lacking in the avodah of anava. Because mitzad echot, we have to train the boys, yingelai, ourselves. We are good. If you don't feel like that, you tend to become gomish. And I'm not trying now when I'm starting to speak about anava, and I want a little bit to go in, chas v'sholem, to break that. This is the reason. I wanted to explain to you, it's not Sam, that this is a shita. It's based on a lot of chokhmah. That it's in our generation, it's proved. It's proved. My kids don't behave. I tell them, the Eloi doesn't behave, in 2 minutes he starts to behave. The Eloi is not getting up. The best boy that I saw in 20 years is not getting up. Oh, they jump. If I get up, he turns it off the side. It works. If I'm the Eloi, I will get up. You can see it. Yeah, we'll come to the city. He's the robber of the city. He behaves the whole, yeah? He'll be always wrong, and that you'll find him arrested in a couple hours, yeah? He doesn't hold himself. But because of that, we're not used to understanding that is anova, and a person doesn't have to feel really great than the other person. And b'meila, we don't have this midas anova. And if we'll see in the story, there's not enough time now to go over it. Anova is the key of all of the midas. This is of the Ramban. And we're confused. Mitzad echad, we are brought up to vayik balivoy bedarkei Hashem, and I'm saying we cannot stop it. But when we know that mitzad echad, we have to have vayik balivoy, and mitzad sheni, we have to have anova. I'm not saying our generation, so anova is not nagei anymore. If the anova is a matbea, sheyisad amelech, vaagaylo ze amido sheposal amelech. The person has to know how to find the derech hamemutza. It's a hard avoider. Again, it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone to get this midas ha'anover. I want to tell you, when you have the midas ha'anover, you're the most luckiest person. Some people tell me, yeah, lots me up. I don't need midas ha'anover. So you'll be 60 years old or 65 years old, and you will go to the chasana for your brother's grandson, and you will not get a kibbut. Now, you're not in the age that you get kibbutim. I think most of you don't get kibbutim yet under the chuppah, yeah? Maybe the real older ones in Chesnish, yeah? But you're not even jealous if you don't get a kibbut. Yeah, maybe you want to get benching somewhere, maybe. Yeah? Something glila. Say it. You're going to get embarrassed if you get a glila. I'm not going into that. חס ושלום. Life will hit you. I want to explain to you that. It will come. It's no music, I don't care. It comes. 50, 60, it comes. You're right, you don't want to be a shiva, you don't, it's an amishana, you come, it comes. Your kids, your grandkids, they're not mechabed you. This young grub that will live in your neighborhood, 20 years old, will say to do something, they will tell, you know, come over to you, say that, too bad, you have to vote for him, you have to vote for him, you have to do this. So whatever, I think not like that. You're here, they're laughing bad on Albert Kashke. It will kill you. People will not be mechabed you, it will kill you. And you start to do mistakes, and I deal with these mistakes in people. But forget about the mistakes. You don't have a life. You have to know, when you're young, the taivas, ze shteken svorim, are bad taivas, taivas ha'achile, taivas ha'nitzochoin, and the other taivas. When you get older, all of these taivas die. They die, the poshut die. Why Kosh Baruch Hu made it? You know, old man, because he made the apple, yeah? Hashem made it, his taiva is dying. There's one taiva that grows and takes over all of the taivas, covet. In a crazy way. In a mishunidik way. And if you don't work on another, you suffer. So again, I'm trying to say, well, we've got the Hashem to work at another, not because default, because it's a mitzvah, it's the midah, this is what the Ramban tells the son, this is the key to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is later, Sefer Ma'ala Samidus brings down Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah wants to say, what is Moshe Rabbeinu? Vayish Moshe onov me'oi. Nishken de Ivui, nishken de Boki, nishken de Abkivegia. What is the Ma'ala? This is the Ma'ala of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anova is the top. We have to get to it. And I'm asking for a generation that we have a hard way to work on it. It's not a chokhmah just to tell you, be depressed, think you nobody the whole day. In our generation, you will stop to grow. And we were brought up, you don't understand that, but you were brought up 20 years, not like that. My father was from the older generation. I was brought up without being pumped up. Every time if there's a sign in the newspaper that I speak somewhere, my father calls me, you're making my life shorter. Please don't have any more your name in the newspaper. I can't sleep, it disturbs me. This is the focus I get from my father. I'm telling you, if there's something my mother hides it, because my father will call yelling at me. Every time, I can't. You're making me not to enjoy life. Please don't have your name anymore. This is the way I was brought up. My father never told me a nice word. Only yelled at me. The right way? I love my father, don't let it get wrong. He's mechanach me. To my wife he speaks, to my kids, to them he speaks. Very nice. To me, he thinks that I'm strong enough. I call. Say hello. Yes, what I can help you? Yeah. Say, I live with my father. Chavrusa once a week. We learn. Malemalo, malemato. But I'm saying, but we cannot bring up a generation like that. We can't. We can't bring up a generation like that. I'd say when I was a kid, 60s or 70s, my father took some trips places though. But but what I'm trying to explain is, so we have to work on another. We have to work on another. If it's not changing, we have to know how to put it together. But I'm saying, chutzna, we have to work on another, we have to understand that if we work on another, we'll be lucky. And if you don't work on another, you will suffer. It's chaval not to work on another. It's such a gishmak ezach, you don't care that the other person has. It's so easy, it's so light. Ritz Hashem, next week we'll go to prayer.